reconvene our budget workshop and now recess our budget workshop and convene a meeting of Commissioners Court. Ms. McCray, you have some numbers for us.
But first, y'all asked me to bring money, and I don't have a cap, so I brought money.
All right, look at that.
Put those on.
I'm not going to let that be in the paper, I promise.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
There he is.
That's pretty good. I like those.
But y'all put pressure on me. I felt pressured to bring something since everyone else had brought caps. I don't have a cap. Okay, item A1, consider, discuss, and accept the 2018 effective and rollback tax rates. Let me grab those out. I should have also given you this.
Thank you,
Ms. McCray. Okay, so our certified market values was up 6% over 2017, and our tax rate, just calculating the tax rate itself, the effective rate is 0.4556 per $100 of value. Our rollback tax rate is 0.4894 per $100 of value. So you can see our current tax rate sits between those two, right in the middle. And if it's okay, I'm going to move on to item two because it doesn't...
So close are the effective tax rate and the current tax rate are so close to each other.
They are close. Okay, item A2, consider and discuss the tax rates needed to fund the 2018-2019 budget for maintenance and operations and debt service. And you have in your hand some calculations based on the effective rate, our values, the effective rate, the current rate, and the rollback rate, what revenues you could expect to see. If we went with the current tax rate of 0.4667, we could expect to raise $243,554,181. Now that is taking into account that we're going to lose value with the our certifies. I took a 1% ARB loss, and I took a 5% ARB loss, value loss, on the properties that remain under protest. And then that is taking 87% of our ceilings, and that's also factoring in a 99% collection rate.
So you went to the full 99%?
I'm sorry?
You went to the full 99%?
I did. We ran some more reports. We're going to be dangerously close, and I'm going to attribute the 98.97% from last year to Harvey. We don't know. That's kind of the unknown. But historically, every year prior to last year, before Harvey, we had exceeded 99%.
Good.
Now, the number that you see there, this year, between the auditor and the budget officer and I, we made an adjustment. In prior years, that number included the TERS and the 381 payments. I've taken that out, which is $2.5 million. And that's the, I think, fourth paragraph, $2,508,035. So I've taken that out. And we're left with $243,554,181. On the current rate.
Good.
You can see the effective rate is 237,690,749, and the rollback rate, if you went to the maximum, 253,672,352.
Okay. Good. And what was your recommended budget based on?
The preliminary budget was based on a total tax revenue of $235,779,791. That's current tax rate. I'm sorry, that's the current tax revenues.
And using the current tax rate.
Yes, correct.
That's including your delinquent and penalty and interest and everything?
In addition, there's an additional money for that. We only hit the 235,779,791. So the number we use, if you're comparing apples to apples, is if you look at the 243,554,181 versus what I used was 235,779,791.
Okay.
Good. Great news.
Okay. But you're saying that with the current tax rate, the delinquent charges, penalty and interest, we're going to be looking at 246,804?
Yes. 246,804,181 when you factor in the delinquent and the penalty and interest.
Okay.
But we base the budget off of just the current tax rate.
Yes.
By itself, the 243,554,181.
I think that's what Amanda did.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd recommend, to stick with that? Or should we use the whole?
So in budget, we actually use all three parts of it. But when you're talking about what new money there is, that's what you would use, would be the current tax.
The 243.
So the number we can go to then comfortably.
246,804. Phyllis, we normally, in the past, I think we have just gone with the current tax, not the proper, right? The budget has been based on the current tax collection, not the current tax penalty and interest and delinquent.
We've utilized all aspects of it in the past, Commissioner.
Okay.
So the number we can change,
those are
we
real
can change that 235,779 to 246,804. You comfortable with that? Or are you thinking
246,804?
No, you're just going to change the 235,779,791 to 243,554,181.
Which is the current tax, that's what I
asked. Right, the other parts remain the same.
$10 million.
You already have a delinquent and P&I built in.
Okay.
To the preliminary budget. So there's no change to that.
Wait, where?
You've already budgeted for the delinquent and the penalty. She's already budgeted for the delinquent and the penalty and interest.
Okay, so the only change.
Included in that 230.
So you're.
But in your 234 number, you had delinquent and interest, didn't you?
No.
Then you don't have it in this either.
No. I'm saying if you're going to compare apples to apples.
No, we know what you're saying. What we're saying is can we use the 246 number instead of the 243?
You are using the 2. If you agree with the 243,554,181 number, in theory, your budget will reflect the 246,804, because the other parts of it have already been included in the preliminary budget. Those numbers don't change. What we expect to get on delinquent and penalty doesn't matter how many calculations she does, those remain the same. Because
but you already calculated that in?
Correct.
Okay.
So basically, in theory, the new money that you would have based on the preliminary budget versus what Tammy's numbers you've gotten today is $7,774,390.
Right. Exactly. I got that number. 774,390. Same number I have.
Good. Okay. So, Tammy, you need action from us today. You need.
Item A3 is consider and vote on a proposed tax rate for 2018. And if you went with the effective rate, there would not be, and the effective rate says you're going to raise the same amount of revenue that was raised last year based on the same properties in both years. But if you went with the effective rate of 4.556, public hearings, the two public hearings would not be required. If you voted on the 4.667, we would need to schedule the two public hearings. They would be required. And of course, if you went with the rollback, the same thing.
I move we set tax rate at 4.667. Remain the same.
You've been waiting to make a motion all week.
What?
I second. I think we can just leave it the same.
I'm sorry. I'm just working on a number. Go ahead.
We leave it the same.
Questions or comments on the motion and second that's before us? Okay. The motion is to leave the tax rate the same. We have second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Item A4, if the tax rate needed to fund the budget exceeds the lower of the 2018 effective or the rollback tax rate presented, we have to consider and approve the public hearing dates as listed on the 2018 planning calendar and to set the time for each hearing. I believe the first public hearing is August the 14th, Tuesday, August the 14th at 9:30. Is that correct, Amanda?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Okay.
Okay.
At those public hearings, do we have to have four, at least four, or is it only for the final adoption of the tax rate?
The final adoption.
Just asking, because we're critically low, so.
Well, that's
we
a good question.
Be here.
J.D., when we vote on the tax rate, we have to have four members of court present for sure. Like if we had a 3-1 vote, does that still carry, or does it take a unanimous? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Just make sure we all know what day that is, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already published. I mean, it's on our schedule.
Right.
14th.
Yeah.
But, and then the second public hearing would be Friday, August 24th at 9:30. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Friday what? August what?
Friday, August the 24th at 9:30.
So do you need action on
those? Can you repeat your first hearing again?
The first hearing, August 14th, which is a Tuesday at 9:30. Second public hearing is Friday, August 24th at 9:30.
That's what we have on the calendar.
Do we need a motion to set
yes.
those?
Yes.
I move we set the dates, August 14th and
questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. I did ask Tony Belanoski to be here in case you had any questions today. I know y'all had questions yesterday about the budget.
Yeah, I did.
So he's here if you want him to answer any questions regarding that. And unless you have any more questions for me, that wraps up the tax rate.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
Good job.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy.
I think you have to do they adjourn the special meeting and then restart.
Do you have any questions for Tony?
Is
you
Tony
have to do that. It's in the budget workshop.
Got it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we have a motion to adjourn our commissioner's court meeting.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned in our commissioner's court meeting.